Meet three men. One man made his fortune selling auto insurance to high-risk drivers. Another inherited his wealth from his father, who had cashed in on scented soap. And one launched a catalog that sells sex toys. What do these people have in common? They're all funding the main campaign to legalize recreational marijuana. Tonight, Steve Missler has the first of two reports on the unusual purse strings tied to the pot movement.
With the Name Your Price tool, we build a policy around your budget. Now I'm gonna smash a guitar! Rock and roll!
Recognize the jingle? Or maybe the voice? It's Flo, the woman from the Progressive Insurance ads. You may not know that the company's longtime CEO, Ohio billionaire Peter Lewis, was an active supporter of the marijuana movement in the United States. It started in 1998, after Lewis got an infection and suffered a partial leg amputation. He hated the effects of prescription painkillers, so he started smoking pot, a lot of it, for pain relief. Lewis's marijuana use turned to advocacy after he got arrested in New Zealand for possession a couple of years later. He became a leading financier for pot legalization groups and causes, and he spent millions attempting to end prohibition.
I think that really reinforced for him the idea that we needed to change these laws so that people would not be criminally punished for using marijuana, especially for medical purposes.
Graham Boyd is the head of New Approach, a Washington, D.C.-based political action committee that joined forces with Lewis 6 years ago. New Approach has already made its mark in Maine. It stepped in this year when a citizens' initiative to legalize recreational use of marijuana ran into trouble. Maine's Secretary of State had ruled that the measure didn't qualify for the ballot. The campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol contested the ruling in court, but it needed money to pay legal costs. Boyd's PAC provided $93,000 to Maine to pay for the lawyers.
Peter believed strongly that the marijuana laws were terrible policy, that they were cruel, they were unjust, and that they were ineffective. The word he often used was they were stupid.
The investment paid off. The PAC-funded attorneys convinced the Superior Court judge that the state erred when it disqualified the pot campaign from the ballot. The PAC has given close to $270,000 to the marijuana campaign, more than half of its donation so far. And it has a whole lot more to give, $7 million more, according to the latest IRS filings. New Approach has had other victories in Colorado, Washington, and Oregon. In Oregon, the PAC spent nearly $2 million on the marijuana legalization effort. Its PAC raised an additional $5 million, and by the time advocates kicked in donations, more than $9 million had been spent to convince Oregon voters to end prohibition. That's more than any other marijuana campaign in the country. Oregon opponents mustered just $180,000, and they were swamped by pro-legalization campaigns, which ran ads like this one.
It's time. Time to vote yes on Measure 91. Oregon judges, prosecutors, and law enforcement agree. Measure 91 is the better approach to marijuana.
Vote yes on 91.
Oregon teachers.
Peter Lewis didn't live to see the Oregon victory, or the one in Alaska. He died of a heart attack late in 2013. But Lewis's family members have since stepped in. So have a new crop of donors.
They joined with members of Peter's family to form a group that would fund and support the kinds of responsible marijuana reforms Peter had supported.
It's not easy to find out who is helping bankroll the pro-legalization campaign in Maine. To find New Approach donors, you have to search the group's IRS filings. Otherwise, you would never know that Sean Parker, Henry Van Ameringen, Carrie Tuna, Philip Harvey, or family members of Peter Lewis are some of the biggest donors. Boyd describes them as like-minded philanthropists, but they're all from different backgrounds. Sean Parker founded the music sharing service Napster and is the former president of Facebook. He has a reported net worth of over $2 billion. Tuna also has a Facebook connection. She's married to Dustin Moskovitz, who served as the company's first chief technology officer. He's reportedly worth over $10 billion. Henry Van Ameringen is the heir to a fortune amassed by his father, A.L., who many years ago convinced makers of bar soap and detergent to add scent to their products. And then there's Philip Harvey, the founder of the Adam and Eve sex toy catalog.
One, when you can have it all. At AdamandEve.com, over 18,000 adult entertainment products, massage oils.
Harvey is a libertarian with a particular disdain for outdated laws. His DKT Liberty Project has given $150,000 to New Approach so far this year and spent $15,000 on the main ballot campaign. All of these well-heeled, out-of-state donors could become a focal point for criticism as the main campaign rolls on. Additionally, the projected growth of the marijuana industry and Silicon Valley's new interest in it is starting to generate rhetoric about so-called big marijuana. Boyd dismisses it, saying the New Approach donors don't have a financial motivation. They're philanthropists, he says.
I think that's a red herring and one that needs to be called out.
Still, a report by the D.C.-based group New Frontier, published this spring, projected legal marijuana markets to grow by $7 billion by the end of this year. Future growth is pegged at nearly $23 billion by 2020. That same report predicted that this will mark a watershed year for the pot industry. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.